Let's pick up Steve from Pennsylvania. He's got a grandfather that's got cramping in the legs due to an anemia. Are you there, Steve?
Yes.
So how do you know it's anemia that's causing the cramping?
Well, I kind of deduced that. What the story is that he had colon cancer a little while back, years back, and he actually had most of his large intestine removed.
Okay.
And he also had a round of chemotherapy, which is a misnomer anyway, but we won't go into that. And so he was put on Gleevec because his immune system was severely damaged.
Okay.
His white blood cell count went way down.
Okay.
And he actually got a secondary cancer from it, leukemia.
Oh, yes.
So he's on Gleevec for both of those things, the anemia and the low white blood cell.
And how old is he?
He is he's in his 80s, 85.
Okay, and how much does he weigh?
He's low weight.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. So he's maybe under 150?
Definitely under 150. What I deduced was that I read a lot of medical books that said that the anemia, the low white blood cell count, can be linked to the cramping in the leg.
It could be, but I think that you may want to think a little differently in this regard. First of all,
because, well, he also has burning that his doctor says at least is from the Gleevec.
That's possible, and probably the burning could be stopped by adding Max Stress B.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's on that right now.
How much is he taking?
He's taking, I think, a half teaspoon, maybe two times a day, I think.
Okay. Has it given him any relief from the burning?
It's given him relief from the cramping, a little bit from the cramping, he says.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I would do for a man his age, number one thing, would be to get him on the HCL detox kit.
Right.
Because it's the most important thing of all. He's zero for HCL at this point in his life. So we would want him to take, I would guess you would want him to have maybe five, maybe even six HCL,
mm-hmm.
and two to three activator, and this would be end of meals. You're already ahead of me on this one, huh?
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then a couple of Quantum Digest with the meal.
Okay.
Okay, and so now we've got him digesting his food. Now, the white cell count, we could immediately interfere with that by mm-hmm. putting him on some colostrum.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Good. And I would probably use the powder and use a teaspoon per day. I'd blend that in a little bit of warm water so it's not clumpy. And you could also throw in a little bit of whey or something else. And I usually use a little bit of colostrum in my drink in the morning so that I've got, you know, a little bit of a kicker here because it also contains N-acetylneuraminic acid and so many other things, the eighth and most elusive healing sugar. So that should help there. Now, regarding the various types of cancer, one of the things we want to do here is help the body, the immune response of the body, strengthen it. And so, of course, you'd want nucleotides.
Okay.
Maybe as four per meal, since there's so much going on here. And the next thing we'd want to do is get him on our melatonin Nanoplex because of its great history with regard to some of these conditions. And I'd probably want to use three drops, you know, right at bedtime.
Okay.
That should help there. Now, as for the leg cramping itself, we want to check his pH and do that with pH paper and then get him on pH Trio with the aloe drink.
Right.
Okay. And just use enough to force that first morning urine pH back. Have you done that as well?
We started him on the coral calcium. We haven't given him any pH paper or anything. I guess we'll track that.
Good. And force it back.
Yeah.
And Lord willing, if he's sleeping 5 hours straight at night.
Which he's not.
Okay, then that's our next problem.
Yeah, because of the cramping.
Exactly. And so we may have to bring in mag-glycinate temporarily. See, because magnesium is held in the blood by adrenaline.
Right.
And the problem we have is if you don't sleep the 5 hours, you don't have good adrenal levels.
Right.
Okay. So we've got to handle these two issues. So mag-glycinate, I would try to use two with each meal and two at bedtime and see if that will ease the cramping enough to get 5 hours of sleep.
Mm.
And if it doesn't, then I would double the B and try again. So once we get the five, we can hold the magnesium, Now you can start cutting the mag glycinate, and all these other things should start working.
Okay.
Okay, buddy?
All right. And just one thing. Is the colostrum, is that like clinically shown to increase the white blood cell?
Yes, it is.
It is.
And it is a stand-in immune system. Mm-hmm. See, it contains preformed 25% immunoglobulins.
Okay.
So in other words, the body's demand to synthesize, okay, all cells are coming from B cells from the bone.
Exactly.
They're synthesized red for energy, white for immunity.
Mm-hmm.
When I bring this guy in, 25% of them are already formed, active, fully human active immunoglobulins.
You lower the red cell count.
So
right?
It should reduce the demand for production,
that's what I meant.
Which should allow the red cell and the white cell to come up.
Exactly.
Okay? Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.